Did you ever hear it called curdled or clabbered?
Yes, curdled or clabbered.
Yeah. You did hear that.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And could you make anything out of the sour milk?
Oh yes.
What would you make?
Cottage cheese.
Okay. Did you ever hear it called smear case or smear cheese or?
No,
cream cheese or anything?
Cream cheese. Yes.
You heard of
yes.
cream
mm-hmm.
cheese?
Mm-hmm. Cream cheese. Yes.
What kind of breads would your mother make? You mentioned tortillas.
Mm-hmm.
What are the kinds of breads did
my mother?
Or either your wife. I mean, what kind of breads can you
She makes all kinds of breads.
Yeah. What, you make cornbread?
Oh, yes.
Cornbreads and all kind of yeast breads.
She makes all kinds of bread.
Okay. Is that what they call it in this area, cornbread? Have you ever heard them call it anything else? You ever heard them call cornbread pone or...
No.
That's the South.
No.
Uh-huh. Anything like that? Another. No. What do they put in bread to make it rise?
Yeast.
Okay. And in this area, what do folks call just a generic name for soft drinks? Would they call them sodas or pops? They wanted
pops.
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 Okay. Now, can you remember when you were growing up here? And even when you were an adult, was there ever any illegal alcohol grown in this area?
Oh, see, I should ask for that.
Was there a good bit grown?
Yes, there was.
Yeah. Yes, what did they call it? I mean, what were the names for?
White Mule.
White Mule.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what they was called here.
Okay, White Mule. Did they ever call it Moonshine?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But mostly they would have called it what?
Yeah, moonshine is pretty popular, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And can you remember, did y'all ever have any get-togethers with other families in the community where everybody would bring, every family would bring something to eat, and you'd all get together and eat?
Well, at my time, we done it mostly. I don't want this to be taken as an offense in any way,
no.
But at that time, us Mexican people wasn't accepted too well
in
a lot of places,
yes.
So we used to keep to ourselves quite a bit.
Were you the only Mexican family in this area?
No. There was several of them because there used to be a lot of laborers on this railroad track and also on that railroad. There was a colony of... the labors of Mexican people living up there, and there was some up down here. But we all kept to ourselves because, like I say, it was that way in those days.
Yes. Would the Mexican families get together?
Yes. Oh,
do
yes.
Things?
Yes.
But the
oh,
only
yes.
problem there
yes.
is they'd get together, but the place that they were going to would furnish everything.
I see.
Yeah,
they didn't have like potluck.
Well, that's the word I was looking
yes,
for. I wondered if you ever heard of like potluck.
Yeah, yes.
Covered dish supper.
Yeah, in the later years.
In later years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at that time we always got together. We always went together. One started at one weekend, the other we went to the other, and we just kept like that. And that person furnished everything.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. So you go over and just, mm-hmm. that person would be.
Yes.
What do you call it when you dig a big pit outside and you butcher a hog or a calf and you cook it up?
Barbecue. Hmm? Barbecue. Oh, barbecue.
Okay.
Yeah, whispered.
They thought we heard
that. That's okay. That's okay. We're getting exactly what we need. The hot drink you drink in the morning, or some people drink in the
coffee.
Morning. Okay. Can you ever remember your mother making a sweet bread to eat in the morning?
Yes, the Mexican bread.
It's called Mexican.
Okay. Yeah, the pan mexicano.
Pan mexicano.
Pan mexicano.
Pan mexicano.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a sweet bread.
Yes,
you eat
it was.
In the morning.
Oh, that was delicious.
Oh, okay.
With chocolate, hot chocolate.
Okay. We talked about peaches. Did you ever have apples?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Would your mother ever do anything with those apples? Would you ever grind them up?
She make applesauce and pies and stuff.